The number of teenagers leaving school without a qualification is creeping up and last year reached levels not seen since 2014. New figures show nearly 7,500 or 12% of last year's school leavers did not have any level of the NCEA or an equivalent qualification. That is up from 11% in 2018. At some schools, more than 30% of the students who left last year had no qualifications and principals are worried the trend may be growing. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The number of unqualified school leavers had been trending down for the past decade, but has ticked up slightly in 2018 and then again last year. Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association says that's a worry.
Certainly the trend's going in the wrong way, isn't it? I think looking at the data at a national level, the number of leavers without qualifications at each of the levels seems to be on a slightly downward trend. It isn't a lot, but it's enough that the trend is of concern.
She doesn't know what's causing the problem, but suspects it could be linked to increasing rates of absenteeism.
The ministry has been concerned for a little while about the decreasing number of students or proportion of students who attend school regularly over the last few years. Clearly, I don't know, but I'd suggest that there may be a correlation there as well. So perhaps students not being as engaged along their journey in education.
Deirdre Shea hopes changes to the NCEA will rectify the problem by making it a more motivating qualification for teenagers. The Gisborne region had the highest rate of unqualified leavers of any area at 19%. The principal of Gisborne Boys High School, Andrew Turner, says a big reason for that is the truckload of job opportunities in the region.
It's a really unique situation. So I'm talking with employment people, they're asking me all the time. They have work opportunities for untrained, unskilled. They've got local industry here saying, we'll take on apprenticeships for untrained, unskilled. As long as they're reliable and will turn up, we'll take them on because they don't have enough workers.
He says it's great that teenagers have jobs to go to, but many are leaving before they have finished an NCEA qualification.
The negative side of that is more and more of our young people getting to that 15, 16 years of age. 16 is the legal age to leave school. They turn 16 in the middle of their year 11 year. They haven't got NCA level 1. Doesn't matter. I'm going to work. I can get $19.10 an hour. That's a priority for the family. Off you go.
Andrew Turner says the situation in Gisborne is a stark contrast to somewhere like Dunedin, where university students take most of the unskilled jobs, leaving the city's school leavers little option but to stay in school and then enrol in tertiary study. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.